Now, the characteristics of human resource management, there are many characteristics. Number one, comprehensive functions. It covers all types of people at all levels. It applies to workers, supervisors, officers, managers, and other types of personnel. Number two, it's people oriented. It is the process of bringing people and organizations together so that the goals of each are met. Number three, it is action oriented. Action oriented, then on record keeping or procedures. Number four, it is individual oriented. Every employee is considered as an individual so as to provide services and programs to facilitate employees' satisfaction and growth. Number five, it's a development oriented, is concerned with planning, developing and potential of employees so that they get maximum satisfaction from their work and give out their best to the organization. Number six, it's a pervasive function. It is not confined to industry alone. It is equally useful and necessary in government, armed forces, and many others. It is number seven. It's a continuous function. Human resource is an ongoing or never-ending exercise rather than one-shot function in the words. Number eight. It's a future-oriented. It means organization achieve its objectives in the future by providing for competent and well-motivated employees. Number nine, it's a challenging function. People have sentiments and emotions, so they cannot be treated like machines. So it is very much necessary to handle them very tactfully. It is also science as well as art. Science, because it contains an organized body of knowledge consisting of principles and techniques. It is also an art because it involves application of theoretical knowledge to the problems of human resources. And then there are many staff functionings is there in this interdisciplinary nervous system.